Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Coffee Break German, Season 3, Lesson 19. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir heute, Andrea?
Mir geht es wirklich sehr gut. Danke, Marc. Und dir?
Und mir?
Ja.
Mir geht's ausgezeichnet heute. So today we're back with another episode and we are almost at the end of the first half of Coffee Break German Season 3, which seems amazing.
Yes, it's super. Yeah, and I think we've done so much and learned so many new things.
Obviously, lots of the content that we've been going through in recent weeks has been a combination of fixing things that we've talked about in the past and developing things that we've talked about in the past, but very much tightening up the nuts and bolts, as it were.
Yeah, so German is a bit like this because it's quite full on from the start. And then as you move on your German learning journey, you just you revisit things and understand them better and learn more about them, etc.
Yeah, I think there's an element to which at the beginning I kind of felt I had to accept things without necessarily fully understanding them. And now what I really like about this course so far is the fact that we've been able to actually understand the reasons behind a lot of things that perhaps we've had to accept in the past.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so what are we talking about today, Andrea?
Today we're going to look at a group of adverbs, and I know we've been talking about adverbs so often in Coffee Break German, and this is a group of adverbs that we can call causative adverbs, and that means they are connecting our thoughts.
Okay, so they're connecting different parts of sentences, connecting different clauses, and they're causative adverbs. So I think, again, when we think about adverbs, initially we just think about the quickly, smoothly, independently, and so on, these late adverbs. But adverbs is such a big topic, and that's why we're spending so much time on it.
Yes, they have so many functions, and they do so much for us when we want to say something.
Well, that's why we should get on with today's show.
And that's exactly one of the elements we're looking at today, that's why, and a range of options how we can express this in German.
Sounds good. Also, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Los geht's. Okay, Andrea, can you tell us a little more about these adverbs that connect sentences?
Yes, so they connect our thoughts and also clauses. And we have two categories that we want to look at today. And one category has the meaning, the overall meaning of that's why, as you said before we got started. And then we have another category which has the meaning of as a consequence or therefore. And I have a list of these adverbs. Not comprehensive, maybe, but something to work with and some examples. So shall we get started with that?
That sounds good. I think what we are trying to do here is make our German sound that bit more fluent, that bit more articulate, and using these kind of expressions and joining up different statements, that is definitely going to help us towards that.
Exactly. So let's look at some of these adverbs that express the idea of that's why. And we have one that we've seen before, and it's deswegen. Do you remember deswegen?
Deswegen, yeah, it means that's why. And it's something that we've come across a few times in various conversations.
Yes, in particular in our episode about the genitive.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yeah, the des expresses a genitive, and because wegen requires a genitive. Yeah, so deswegen. And then we have something quite similar, which is deshalb, which means the same.
Yeah, I think I've seen that before as well.
Mm-hmm. And then we have two other ones that start with da. Mm-hmm. One is daher.
Daher, okay.
Which means that's why.
Yep.
And we have darum, which also means that's why.
Is that the Pink Panther version? Darum. Sorry, yes. I couldn't resist that. Okay,
yes,
so that's why.
Der rosa-rote Panther.
Der rosa-rote Panther, okay.
Yeah.
Right, so let's have some examples using these
words. Genau. So I have some examples for you. And we start with deswegen.
Okay.
Die Kinder waren völlig erschöpft. Deswegen sind sie im Auto gleich eingeschlafen.
Right. So one thing I like about this is that you've used völlig, which was one of our words from last time, one of our adverbs that means, in this case, fully. So the children were fully erschöpft, exhausted.
Genau, ja.
Deswegen sind sie im Auto gleich eingeschlafen. So that's why, that's why they immediately fell asleep in the car. They went straight to sleep in the car.
Genau, das ist richtig, ja?
Can I ask you here, is that deswegen after a comma? Is it part of the one sentence or are these two separate sentences?
It can be either two separate sentences or it can be a comma or even a semicolon. But in German, we don't use semicolons so often. So it's very rare, but it would be possible.
Okay, so it's okay to start the sentence then with deswegen?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, let's have another example.
So we're using an example with deshalb. Therese hatte Hunger, deshalb aß sie einen Apfel.
So Therese was hungry, she literally had hunger, deshalb aß sie einen Apfel. So aß, the preteritum from essen, to eat, that's why she ate an apple.
Genau, so we could also say, Therese war hungrig.
Okay.
Genau, super. So our third example is with daher. Paul war noch nie in Italien. Daher wusste er auch nicht, wie heiß es dort werden kann.
Kannst du wiederholen, bitte?
Ja, Paul war noch nie in Italien. Daher wusste er auch nicht, wie heiß es dort werden kann.
So the first part, Paul war noch nie in Italien. So he's never been to Italy.
Genau.
Daher wusste er auch nicht, wie heiß es dort werden kann. So that's why he also didn't know how hot it can become there.
Ja, genau.
Okay, could we have an example with our Pink Panther, darum?
Ja, natürlich. I don't have anything involving the Pink Panther, okay. Der rosa-rote Panther, but it's about fish. Ja? Ich mag Fisch nicht besonders, darum möchte ich auch nicht Sushi essen gehen.
Right, so I don't particularly like fish. Ich mag Fisch nicht besonders. Darum möchte ich auch nicht Sushi essen gehen. So that's why I don't really want to go and eat sushi either.
Ja, genau, das ist richtig, ja?
Okay, so far we've had daher, deswegen, deshalb and darum. And each of these are conveying this meaning of that's why, and they follow the first part of a statement and then they're giving the reason behind that.
That's exactly right. So we're very much focusing on the reason why we're doing something.
Okay.
And whereas in our next group, our focus is on what happens next. What is the consequence of something?
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. So here we have a word that is a bit of a false friend for English speakers, and it's also.
Right, okay. It looks like also, but it means like so.
Genau, yeah? So, therefore, something like this, yeah? And I'm going to give you an example with this.
Okay.
Du hast mir gesagt, du willst nichts essen. Also habe ich auch nichts gekocht.
Right, so du hast mir gesagt, you told me, du willst nichts essen, you don't want to eat anything. Also habe ich auch nichts gekocht. So I've not made anything, I've not cooked anything.
Genau, das ist richtig, ja. Also is a very useful word for German speakers. And it also functions as a whole sentence. So, for example, when you have maybe a disagreement with someone and they are coming to apologize, then you would just stand there and say, also,
and what
wait.
Does that mean?
Okay. It means, you know, tell me your apologies.
Ah,
tell me
right.
What you have to say. Also.
Okay, so you've done something.
I'm listening.
Yeah, you've done something to a person. You've insulted them or something like that. And they appear. And so you're expecting that apology. So I guess in English, you could say, well, or so, or yeah, I'm, as you said, I'm listening. I'm awaiting your apology.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so just on its own.
The other way how we use also as a full phrase is when someone wants something and we can facilitate this or we have nothing against it. And then we can, for example, gesture at the thing and say, also, meaning go for it.
Okay, yeah. Right, so that we've seen also in a sentence. What about some other these connecting adverbs that are in the same category?
Yes, so we have one that really shows us with its semantic meaning that this is about consequence. So we have folglich, and die Folge is the consequence.
The consequence, yeah. So die Folge.
So this is like consequentially,
yeah okay.
Folglich.
Big word. So folglich. Folge, is that not what we also use for an episode of the show?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
So my example for folglich is, in Schottland ist es im Winter nass und kalt, folglich verbringen die Leute viel Zeit zu Hause.
Okay, yeah, das ist richtig. So in Scotland, it's cold and wet in winter. Folglich, therefore, as a result, verbringen die Leute viel Zeit zu Hause. People spend lots of time at home.
Genau, richtig. And then we have another one that also has this Folge word in there. And it's demzufolge.
Demzufolge, that one word?
Yes, one word.
Okay.
And it's also, it's lowercase, all of it, yeah? Demzufolge, so following this, yeah? And an example I have for this, Cornelia kann kein Französisch, demzufolge hat sie die Stelle in Paris nicht bekommen.
So Cornelia kann kein Französisch, she can't speak any French. Demzufolge hat sie die Stelle in Paris nicht bekommen. As a consequence, as a result, she didn't get the post in Paris.
Genau, das ist richtig. Ja? Should have listened to Coffee Break French.
She should have, yes. Yeah. I was just thinking that there. that way she would definitely get the post.
Genau. So, and our last one is somit. And I think we've seen this a few times, yeah, somit. And it also just means therefore, as a consequence. And an example I have for you is Philipp ist zu schnell gefahren, somit musste er seinen Führerschein abgeben.
Oh dear. So, Philipp ist zu schnell gefahren. He drove too quickly, somit... as a result, as a consequence, musste er seinen Führerschein abgeben. He had to give up his driving license. He had to surrender his driving license.
Yes, exactly. So he wouldn't be allowed to drive for a while.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Okay, so we've had four of these as a consequence or therefore adverbs, also, folglich, demzufolge, and somit.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also had four of the that's why adverbs. So daher, deswegen, deshalb, and darum. Now, Andrea, I have to be honest here. I'm not really seeing the difference between these two groups of adverbs. Can you help us with this?
Yes. So the difference is really very theoretical, let's call it this. And it's so slight that for a moment I thought I was imagining it.
Okay.
So, but I think what we can say is that that's why adverbs, so deswegen, deshalb, daher, darum, they have a focus on reason. Why is this happening? Yeah. Whereas the other group of adverbs, which is also, folglich, demzufolge und somit, they concentrate more on what is happening as a consequence. But I agree with you, Mark. The difference is really, really so slight. Yeah. You could probably use so for everything in English.
You know, that's exactly the word I was thinking about, because I think in each case here, we could simply use so and it sort of deals with it. But then the difficulty for me is trying to work out, okay, if I'm saying so in English, is that a daher or a darum, or is it one of the also or demzufolge and so on? I think that will be tricky.
The difference is really in what you want to achieve. You know, where do you as a speaker want to have the focus? Do you want to have the focus on the reason, or do you want to have the focus on the consequence? Your listener will not say, oh, you've used the wrong one here, okay? Because they don't know what your intentions are.
Right, okay. It's kind of like an existential question, and I think we should maybe pause there and give us some time to think about this, and we'll be back in a moment with some, not quite conversations this time, but something interesting for you anyway. Let's take a short break.
In addition to the podcast version of Coffee Break German Season 3, we're also putting together a full course on the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access bonus materials to help you make even better progress with your German.
That's right. Not only will you be able to enjoy an ad-free audio version of each lesson, we'll also provide a bonus episode where Andrea will be testing us with some translation challenges based on the topic of each lesson. And of course, there are comprehensive notes and a video version of each lesson too. Visit coffeebreakgerman.com and follow the links for season 3 there.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today we are looking at adverbs that help us connect sentences to give the reasons or the consequences of what has gone before. So, Andrea, what do we have in order to practice this today?
Yes, so we have three answering machine messages.
Okay.
And there we will hear a lot of why something is happening and what is happening afterwards and excuses and so on.
Okay, so we're going to split this up into three. We'll listen to the first one, talk a little about it, and then go through the second one and the third one. So let's have a listen to our first answering machine message now.
Das ist der Anrufbeantworter von David Monroe. Leider bin ich gerade nicht zu sprechen. Deshalb bitte ich Sie, mir eine Nachricht auf dem AB zu hinterlassen. Vielen Dank und tschüss.
Ja, hallo David, hier ist Sabine. Du, vielen Dank für deine Einladung zu deinem Geburtstag. Ich bin an dem Abend schon zu einer Hochzeit eingeladen. Deswegen muss ich leider absagen. Ich wäre viel lieber zu deiner Geburtstagsfeier gekommen, aber es handelt sich um die Hochzeit meines Bruders, also muss ich dahin. Ich wünsche dir natürlich eine tolle Feier und freue mich, dich bei einer anderen Gelegenheit zu sehen. Tschüss!
Okay, right, Andrea, can you tell us a little about this particular answering machine message?
Yes, so we hear first the answering machine message from David Monroe. Mm-hmm. And he says that he cannot speak right now. And that's why he asks the caller to leave a message on the AB. And that is short for Anrufbeantworter. Mm-hmm. So that's a call answerer.
Yep.
And thank you and bye.
Okay. And what is the message that is left?
That's from someone called Sabine. I have to say, she sounds really nice, yeah? And she says that she received an invitation for David's birthday party and is unfortunately already invited to a wedding the same evening, and that's why she can't come. And she also mentions that she would prefer to come to David's birthday party, but it is the wedding of her brother, and therefore she needs to go. But she wishes David a good party and looks forward to seeing him another time.
Okay. Now, we will go through this in detail in our bonus episode, but for now that's giving you a quick summary of what was discussed in that message. Let's now listen to our second answering machine message. And in this one, we'll hear a different scenario. Let's have a listen.
Hier ist der Friseursalon Schnippschnapp. Leider sind wir gerade alle besetzt. Daher können wir Ihren Anruf nicht entgegennehmen. Bitte hinterlassen Sie eine Nachricht mit Ihrem Namen und einer Rückrufnummer. Danke.
Ja, hier spricht Mareike Müller. Ich hätte einen Termin morgen früh um 9. Ich habe mir gerade den Fuß gebrochen und bin im Krankenhaus. Folglich kann ich morgen nicht kommen. Leider weiß ich erst seit 5 Minuten, dass ich hier bleiben muss. Darum rufe ich so kurzfristig an. Entschuldigen Sie bitte. Adieu.
Okay, so this sounds like a hairdressing salon.
Yeah, hairdressing salon Schnippschnapp.
Schnippschnapp, yeah.
And but I need to maybe explain that schnippeln is another word. It's very colloquial for schneiden.
Okay, so to cut,
yeah,
to snip.
Man schnippelt die Haare, yeah. So this is the hairdresser's Schnippschnapp. And the answering machine says that they're busy and that's so people can leave a message with their name and a phone number to call back.
Yep. So I heard a daher in there. That's why. Yes. So good. Okay.
And then it is a client that phones, and she's called Mareike Müller, and she would have an appointment tomorrow at 9 o'clock, but she has broken her foot and is now in the hospital, and therefore she can't come in the morning. She apologizes for phoning so last minute, but she's only known in the last 5 minutes that she has to stay at the hospital. And that's why she apologizes and she says adieu, which is sweet. It's bye.
Okay, good stuff. So our second message there. Let's listen to our third and final message. Again, a different scenario here. And we'll hear what happens in this one.
Krause am Apparat. Nein, natürlich bin ich wieder unterwegs. Deshalb ist nur der AB dran. Sie wissen sicher, was zu tun ist. Also, los nach dem Pieps.
Mama, geh mal ans Telefon, Mann. Ich versuche schon so lange, dich zu erreichen. Ich wollte dir nur sagen, dass Benjamin sich immer noch nicht bei mir entschuldigt hat für den Kommentar über mein Tattoo. Demzufolge will ich ihn auch nicht sehen und darum komme ich nicht zu deinem Gartenfest. Ich weiß, dass du dir immer total viel Mühe gibst und das Essen super ist. Deswegen tut es mir auch leid, dass ich es verpasse. Ich werde aber einfach sauer, wenn ich meinen Bruder sehe. Somit ist es besser, wenn ich daheim bleibe. Ich komme dann am nächsten Tag für die Reste. Bussi.
Okay, Andrea, this sounds a little more informal than the previous calls.
Yes, so this is a mother-daughter constellation, and the daughter is not happy about things. She's not happy that her mom never answers the phone.
Yeah.
But let's look at the message the mom leaves on the answering machine, and she makes a little bit of a joke. And I have to say, when I wrote this, I thought of my father because that's his joke.
Okay.
Yeah. He pretends that he's answering the phone and then says, ha, 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 ha. It's just the answering machine. So I thought, so the mom does this. She says, Krause am Apparat, and am Apparat means on the phone. Yeah. And then she says, no. It's not me. I'm on the road and it's only the answering machine and you know what to do. So leave something after the beep. And then we have the daughter. We know it's a daughter because she says, Mama, geh mal ans Telefon. So mom answered the phone and she says that she's tried to reach her for a long time and just wanted to say that Benjamin, which we later learn is her brother. So a lot of brother things happening here,
yeah.
in this episode. So Benjamin has not apologized yet to her and for a comment he made about her tattoo. And that's why she doesn't want to see him and she's not coming to the mother's garden party. She then recognizes how much effort the mum puts into the garden party and that the food is always good. And that's why she's also sorry that she misses it. But she just says that she gets so angry when she sees her brother that as a consequence, it's better when she stays at home. And she then says, she adds at the end that she'll be coming by for the leftovers the next day.
She's got her priorities right. What was the word that she finished with?
Bussi.
What's that?
Bussi is very colloquial for a kiss.
Ah, okay, right. Well, we'll be going through all of this in greater detail in our bonus episode. But for now, there's just time for, of course, noch eine Kleinigkeit.
For today's episode, we have something that originated in French.
Ah, okay.
And it is something Descartes said, and we translated it into German, and it is Ich denke, also bin ich.
Right, so this, I think, is the equivalent of saying I think, therefore I am.
That's correct, yeah. And we can see there a very good use of also.
Okay, now, something interesting here is the fact that the also in here means that we have to swap around the verb and the subject. So, ich denke, also bin ich, as opposed to also ich bin.
Yes, so this is a really interesting point, Mark, that I had never really thought about. And it's that we have here two main clauses. Yeah, ich denke, also, with also in the first position, and then bin ich. And if we look at all the other examples we talked about in this episode, we see the same thing. These adverbs start a main clause.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. So this is coming from Descartes, who, as far as I remember, I think he originally said cogito ergo sum in Latin, which then was translated into French, because obviously he's a French philosopher. So the cogito being the I think, ergo sum, therefore I am, je pense donc je suis, I think, therefore I am, and now we can say ich denke, also bin ich.
Very good, Mark. When I learned this at school, I thought it was from French, probably because they wanted us to learn French, and that made it very interesting.
Okay, excellent. Actually, just as we've been talking about this, I've had a quick look online, and apparently, posthumously, Descartes mentioned in a margin note, we cannot doubt of our existence while we doubt. So actually what he's saying is, dubito ergo sum, I doubt, therefore I am, or what is the same, cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am. So this is a bonus. Not only are you getting bonus information here about swapping the verbs and subjects around, we're getting a little bit of coffee break philosophy in this episode too.
Yeah, I learned so much today. It's amazing.
We will be back with our bonus episode, and we promise to focus on the German, not the philosophy there. But that's perhaps for a future adventure, coffee break German philosophy, French philosophy, and so on. We'll leave it there. Vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.